Previously on 24.
There's no chance that this bomb is ever going to go off. The special ops team following it every step of the way.
Jack Bauer found the Coral Snake Commandos. All six members of the team had been killed.
There's something that you haven't told me.
Ask Sherry. She's the one you want to talk to.
My father works for the government. He said that someone's going to detonate a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles today.
I'm going to show you something.
What is it?
It's a bomb shelter. What happened?
The bomb went off?
Radiation. We gotta get down below before it's too late.
Hello?
Marie, there has been a change of plans.
Why? What's going on?
Marie, our mission depends on you now. I'm counting on you.
Mina suerte, Yara.
I know.
Allahu Akbar.
They're a rogue unit, Jack. They're acting on their own authority.
How do I find them?
Somewhere at the airport there.
My best bet is still you getting past them to the bomb.
There is a nuclear warhead somewhere on site.
There it is! Go, go!
Put your hands above your head! Keep them there!
This isn't a bomb. I'm rigged to look like one.
This is not the bomb. This is a decoy. I repeat, we are still looking for the nuclear device.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Okay, let's go easy with this.
All
right, we got it.
Let's go. Other way.
You're gonna have to process all of the prints here. Bring in your mobile equipment. We don't have time to send anything back. You! Where's the real bomb? Where's the real bomb? You understand me? Do you speak any English? Do you speak any English? Secure him and search him. I'll get us a translator.
Yes, sir.
This is Jack Bauer. I'm requesting a translator at Hangar 21. I repeat, I am requesting a translator at Hangar 21.
Finally got through to Jack Bauer. He's on line two.
Good.
George.
How's search going over there, Jack?
Still no new leads on where the bomb is.
What about that plane you found the decoy in?
It's clean. I need you to use reverse time satellite. Try and trace the plane back to its original location. That's where they would have loaded the decoy bomb. See if you can find out who the players are from there.
Here and here.
George, you with me?
George, can you hear me? Are you all right?
Yeah.
George.
Yeah, I'm on it. The reverse time satellite. Yeah. George, I'm really sorry about everything that's happened to you today. I am. But if you can't think clearly, you need to step aside and let someone else take over command. We need someone in command now.
There isn't anybody else, Jack.
What about Tony?
I got it together. I can handle it. All right?
Yeah, okay.
We do have another problem.
What?
The six dead commanders you found. Well, turns out there was a seventh. He may have escaped.
Well, that would make sense. I examined all of their gunshot wounds. Three of the commandos definitely knew who the shooter was. Their wounds were front entry at close range. The other three showed signs of a struggle, which would indicate to me that they had time to react.
So the seventh didn't escape.
Right. He was a shooter. George, I gotta go. Get me an ID on the seventh commando as soon as you can, okay?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Good.
What do you got?
Wallet, some cash, no ID, no credit cards.
Son of a bitch wants to talk. Where the hell is my translator?
Mr. Warner, your daughter, Kate.
Kate?
Dad?
Kate, where are you?
I'm fine. I'm at an airport.
The airport? What, are you leaving the city?
No, not yet. I'm helping one of the agents on an investigation. Dad, did they tell you about Reza?
Yeah, I can't believe what they're saying about Marie, that she's with these terrorists, that she killed Reza. I
know, Dad.
Hey,
Dad, hold on a second.
It wasn't the bomb. We arrested the pilot. I need your help as a translator. Come on.
Dad, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Dad, I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
What exactly did Roger Stan tell you?
Sherry was somehow involved in this.
A nuclear threat?
He didn't elaborate. That's all he said.
David, they said it was urgent. Is it about the bomb? Have they found it?
Not yet. Sit down. I just spoke with Roger Stanton. He confesses that he's known about the bomb for weeks.
For weeks? Why would he withhold that from you?
He said he wanted to wait until the bomb was on U.S. soil before he intercepted it.
So he knows where the bomb is?
Well, the men he had tracking it did. But they're all dead. The bomb's still out there and we don't know where it is. Am I telling you something you already know?
What?
Tell me now. Have you done the unthinkable? And put yourself in league with Roger Stanton?
That's outrageous. Of course not. What did he say?
Sit down.
Dave?
Sit down. He said that you were involved, that you were working against me.
Well, he's lying, David. I never even met Roger Stanton until this afternoon.
I know that's not true.
Well, then he's playing you. Whatever he's doing it so that you will believe that I'm...
Stop it! Sherry, right now, we are teetering on the brink of a war that will lead to the deaths of millions of people. We have to stop this disaster today, right now, before it begins. There is something you're not telling me. Anything that could help us find this bomb. As President of the United States, I order you. No, no. As someone that you claim you love. I'm asking. Help me, Sherry.
I got a phone call. A few months ago in the middle of the night from a friend of mine who's high up in NSA. He told me that Roger Stanton wanted to speak to me first thing in the morning, and so we met at a park in Virginia.
What did he want?
He wanted to recruit me.
To do what?
He wanted to know who was loyal to you and who could be turned. He wanted to know where you were weak.
And you told him?
Yes. But I only did it to gain his confidence. I was not aligning myself with him. I was doing it for you. David, I know you don't believe me, but just give me 30 minutes, David. Just 30 minutes to prove to you that I'm telling the truth. That I did all of this to protect you. Not to hurt you.
Think
he's saying he did it for his family, to promise them money.
Ask him who they is.
I tell me nu.
Saeed Ali.
Saeed Ali.
Ask him if he knows about a second bomb.
Enta ta'arf. أنا القنبلة الثانية.
إيه؟
No, I don't think that was right. I think we have different dialects.
Doesn't matter. Just keep trying.
قنبلة الثانية تعرف وينها؟
قنبلة الثانية.
أنت تعرف؟ وين هاتو؟
Jack. Translate it here.
Jack Bauer.
The kennel.
Subject's there. Kate?
I'm really sorry, Jack.
You did great. You did great. Agent Baker's gonna take you back to the controlled area. I'll be back there as soon as I can. Ask him if he knows about a second bomb.
أنت تعرف وين حطوا القنبلة الثانية؟
أنا مش عارف حاجة.
He said he doesn't know anything.
ID, please. Your ID.
Who are those people over there?
They're locking down the airport. They're checking everyone. Excuse me, one second.
Sponsor on this visa.
من كفيل أوراقه.
أنا قلت لك.
I can't believe the bomb went off. What did you hear? How many people?
I don't know. The transmission just went dead. You gonna be okay?
My dad. I need to get in touch with my dad.
We will. But for right now, we have to stay down here where it's safe. We have no idea which way that radiation cloud is going to travel. I'm going to see if I can pick something up on the shortwave radio, okay? I couldn't get anything. The radiation is interfering with the antenna. It could be hours before we're able to pick up anything.
What's gonna happen to us?
You have nothing to be scared of. We're safe down here. I promise.
You must be the new systems op division sent.
Carrie Turner, you must be George Mason.
Excuse me.
You look worse than I expected.
Something I can help you with?
No, I'm pretty much set. I've been following everything from division. I'll be taking over Paul's responsibilities, so if there's anything you need the server to do, I'll make it happen.
Good. Situation reports have changed in the past hour, so you have to refresh all the computer models.
Not a problem. Just make sure that everyone keeps their hands off my system. Mr. Mason... Who do I report to directly?
You report to me.
No offense, Mr. Mason, but rumor has it you're not going to be around much longer. So, who do I report to?
If I get someone around here who I like, I'm not going to be around to enjoy it. To Tony Almeida. And Michelle Dessler.
Did you say Michelle Dessler?
Yes, I did. Why?
We worked together at District. I was her boss then.
And you're telling me this, why?
It'll be fine. It's not important. Mr. Mason. Yeah, Mr. Mason? Mr. Mason? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Picture ID. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your cooperation. We will try to get you out of here as quickly as we can.
The airport's here in advance. Just take 2 minutes, that's all right.
All right.
Arms straight out. Just stand perfectly still.
Please be prepared to give the scanners any metal objects in your pockets beforehand as they speed the processing through the line.
Stay right here in this line, please.
Free!
No need to be concerned at this time. Please just cooperate. You appreciate it.
Oh, excuse me. Can't go there. I'm sorry, everyone has to go through a search before they let go.
It's my sister, it's important.
Sorry, man.
Wait, here. I'm with Jack Bauer, CTU.
Okay, go on.
Thanks. Could you get in touch with Jack Bauer? Just tell him Marie Warner is here. He'll understand.
Dispatch, we need to locate a Jack Bauer with CTU.
Your badge, Kate. Where have you been? Everyone's been looking for you.
You gotta give me your badge.
Marie.
Shut up. You stupid idiot. Why did you have to start snooping around?
What's going on?
You have always treated me like I was some helpless, injured animal. Like I couldn't get by without you looking over me.
What happened to you?
I opened my eyes. That's what happened to me. I was pathetic. Just like you. Until I met Syed. Until I saw the lies and hypocrisy of my life. Of this country. Of people like Dad who helped the government. He works for the CIA, Kate.
I know he does. So what?
So what? Do you have any idea what kind of suffering they cause around the world?
Oh, please. What are you, 6 years old? You think Dad is the enemy now? I can't believe how ungrateful you are.
I should be grateful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dad and I turned our lives upside down for you after Mom died. This is what we did it for? So you could be brainwashed by some lunatics? Wake up, Marie. You're about to become the biggest murderer in the history of this country. Oh! What are you gonna do?
Give me your badge.
No. Marie, listen to me. There's a nuclear bomb in the city. No matter what you believe, you don't want all those innocent people to die.
Give me the badge.
No. I don't believe you'd shoot me.
I will. Because this is more important than your life. Or my life.
Secure the weapon.
No.
You all right?
No.
Take it, that's your sister. I will as soon as she tells us what she knows.
You can't let her suffer like this.
Kate, you're going to have to let me do this my way. You're going to have to trust me. I know she's your sister, and I know that you love her. But right now, I have to worry about the millions of lives potentially at stake. Your sister is the only person who knows where this bomb is. I need to use every advantage I've got to try and find it and stop it. Surely you understand that. Just let me do this.
There's a bomb, Marie. The real bomb.
You can go to hell, you bastard. I'm not telling you anything.
You want to know why the pain's so severe? The bullet's still in your arm. Lodged right up against the bone here. Tell me where the bomb is. I'll get you something for the pain, and then we'll treat your arm. Please, Marie, just talk to me. Just talk to me. Tell me where the bomb is.
No!
I know you think what you're doing right now is going to further your cause. Deep down, I don't think you want to go through with it. I don't think you can justify killing millions of innocent civilians.
Nobody's innocent in this country. I'm not afraid to die.
I don't believe you. I've seen people who are willing to die. I've looked them straight in the eye just like I am you right now. You're not one of them. Marie, I want to give you something for the pain, but you've got to help me first. Please tell me where the bomb is. Where's the bomb?
Check the radio.
Do you have any sugar?
Yeah, it's in the back corner on the shelf there.
Is the TV hooked up to the same antenna?
Prominent civic leaders and Hollywood stars lined record numbers today gathered at Southern California beaches to celebrate the beautiful weather of Southern California, which will continue throughout the weekend. Thank you.
Still nothing. So we think this is our man, huh?
Yeah.
Second Commander.
Captain Jonathan Wallace. Led a sniper unit in the Gulf War. Led an assassination detail in Malaysia.
Have you gotten this jacket?
I'm on it right now.
All right, start up a shared volume with OC on this guy, right?
Hello, Michelle. Carrie, what are you doing here?
Division sent me over to replace Paula.
Right. Do you need any help getting into any of the locked volumes on the network?
No, actually, I'm all up and running. You look great, by the way.
Stop it, Carrie.
Stop what?
You're not my boss today, all right? If you're here to replace Paula, then technically, you work for me.
Fine. Give me an order.
There's a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles. We've been charged with finding it.
So why don't you start by analyzing these? Fine.
Tony, you got a second?
Sure. What is it?
I think it's time I step down. I'm not feeling so hot here.
Is there anything I can do?
Actually, yeah. Tomorrow, when this is all over, I'll say goodbye to everybody for me and let them know what an honor it was working with them. And what a great job I think they all did, everybody. This morning when I told you I couldn't wait to get out of here. Yeah, I don't feel that way anymore. Here you go.
What's this?
Access codes to CTU and division.
I can't take this, George. Only the CTU directors allow that kind of access.
You're the new CTU director, Tony.
You can't promote me, George. Chappelle's the only one who can do that.
I just talked to Chappelle. You're the new guy.
Listen, George. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't. Good luck.
Listen, I'm going to be operating from up here, so I'm going to need my access codes piped into this system. Right?
Got it. Everyone's ready for you down here.
Good. Thanks. In case you haven't heard, George Mason was exposed to a lethal dose of plutonium this morning. I'm afraid he hasn't got much time. He just left the office and he won't be coming back, which means that I'll be in charge until further notice. Now, on a normal day, we'd be mourning George, just like we would have mourned Ivers and Clark and Paula and the rest of our co-workers who were killed here today. Unfortunately, we're going to have to hold our thoughts of them until we can get through this present crisis. So, let's get back to work.
Tony, it's a nice thing you just did.
What's going on at the airfield?
Jack's still interrogating Marie Warner. So far, we don't have anything new.
And keep me posted, huh?
Sure.
Stay with me, Marie. Stay with me. Steve, walk with me.
I need you to get her some Demerol for the pain. She's starting to go into shock. I need her lucid.
For how long?
5 minutes should do it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What did she say?
She hasn't said anything yet. I'm going to need your help.
Help? How?
You're her sister. I need you to try and bring her back to some kind of a reality. You know her like that. I don't.
I thought I did. She's a different person from the Marie I knew this morning.
No, Kate, she's the same girl you've grown up with your whole life. Right now, she's just regurgitating everything that Syed Ali ever taught her. I need you to remind her of the things she used to love. You can do this, Kate. You can get to her.
All right.
She's going to be a little groggy because of the painkiller, okay?
Marie. Hi, Kate. Get away. I don't need you. Why would you help us? I am gonna help you. I'm gonna help you stop being a part of the problem. It's okay with you if Dad and I die today. I killed Reza. And I loved him. Why would I care about you and Dad? Because we care for you. Because we love you. Why are you doing this? You could save everyone. You could stop this terrible thing from happening. I don't want to. I can't. Marie, I'm begging you. Please. No.
That's the Demerol wearing off. Tell me where the bomb is, and I'll get you more. Please, Marie, tell me where the bomb is. I can make the pain go away.
Marie, just tell him, please.
Tell me where the bomb is, Marie.
Jack, give her something for the pain.
No. No. Marie, please. Tell me where the bomb is. Where is the bomb?
Can he make him stop?
No, Marie. You make him stop.
Pain's only gonna get worse. Please, just tell me where the bomb is. It's all right. Just tell me where the bomb is.
In the suitcase.
Where's the suitcase?
In the van.
What van? Where was the van headed?
Downtown.
Where downtown?
At the Arco Towers.
What kind of van was it? What color? What make?
Green. I don't know what make.
We're looking for a green van. The nuke may be inside a suitcase in the van. Send a team down to the Arco.
When is the bomb set to go off?
3 hours.
How do you know that?
I saw the timer.
Describe it.
What?
The timer. Describe it. Bomb that size wouldn't have a visual timer.
I'm not lying. It's at the Arco Towers. Send them all downtown now.
Why now? What's the hurry? I thought I had 3 hours. You told me I had 3 hours, right? Do I have 3 hours?
No, I'm not lying!
Why do you want me and my team to leave here so fast? Mom's still here, isn't it, Marie?
No.
Yes, it is. Teams A and B, I want you to initiate a grid search on every outbuilding at the airport, starting at the north end, headed south. The bomb is on site. I repeat, the bomb is on site.
Oh, Marie. They're not gonna find it in time.
I'll sleep on the floor. You can have my bed.
Mr. President, call is ready.
Steve Hillenburg at Langley?
Yes, a CIA operative. He's on an isolated feed. Now, nobody else knows about this but the three of you. Sherry's waiting.
Good. Thanks.
Hey.
Hello, Steve.
Mr. President.
What's your involvement in this?
I got a call from Sherry about 4 months ago. She told me that Roger Stanton was trying to recruit her in an effort to undermine your presidency. She wanted an independent source to confirm that she was only going along with us to help you.
So you've been building a case against Roger Stanton for the last 4 months without my knowledge?
Plausible deniability, sir. What we were doing was illegal, but we felt it was necessary. It could have backfired and landed both Sherry and me in prison. We didn't want this to touch you if that happened.
Okay. Let's say I accept that. What proof do you have that exonerates Sherry besides your word?
I have photographs, tape conversations, debriefs, files filled with the work Sherry did.
These meetings that Sherry and Roger had, where'd they take place?
Sherry?
For the first month, we met at a hotel in Hilton Head. I didn't sleep with him.
I didn't ask. Thank you, Steve. I'll contact you if I need anything else.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I don't care what you think of me right now. The most important thing is that you realize that I never, and I mean never, was a part of Stanton's conspiracy.
You know what, Sherry? You might be telling me the truth. Then again, you might not. Right now, I don't have the time or energy to figure out whether I can trust you.
You have to trust me, David. Your presidency is in jeopardy, and so is this country. Let me help you.
No. You'll leave now.
David. You need me.
If you resist in any way, I'll have no choice but to place you under arrest.
Yes, sir?
Please escort Mrs. Palmer to her car.
You got a ventilation system in here and an air supply, but it still stays kind of cool. But don't worry, because we got tons of blankets. You tired?
I'm okay.
You're still worried about your family, aren't you? Try not to think about them too much.
You're probably right.
So, did you grow up in L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, me too. What part?
We moved around a lot. Actually, you know what? My foot is still hurting. Do you have any aspirin?
Yeah, sure. I have tons.
You're gonna let me out of here right now. I know the bomb didn't go off.
Skip.
Stay away.
Okay, it's okay. Just calm down. Pop isn't gonna hurt
you. Then let me go.
Okay. I just wanted some company, that's all.
Then what are you doing out here?
This is where I belong.
I don't.
I want you to stay.
I don't want to stay.
Why not? Oh. What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough?
It doesn't have anything to do with you.
Then why? What, you think I'm psycho?
I don't know if you're psycho. I don't even know you, Lonnie. Wouldn't you rather be with someone who wants to be here?
You don't even want to get to know me?
Please let me out of here, Lonnie. Please.
Thank you.
Take it. There's cougars out there. If you see one, fire a shot in the air and they'll take off. When you get out the front door, turn right. About 200 yards away, you'll see a deer trail. That'll lead you to the highway.
Thank you.
Kim? Maybe you'll come back sometime?
I don't think so.
There's a trigger. This is it.
This is Jack Bauer. We found the bomb. I want you to initiate a level one local evac now.
It's armed.
How much time have we got?
I can't tell. Could be any second.